This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I make the mistake of living on my own, but then I always say I can alone. Wrap your arms around me, then you comfort me, and give me just what I need.
Answer my prayer,
you will answer
my prayer.
When tough times annoy, I can count it pure joy, perseverance. The trials that I've had and the things I've done, the good and the bad comes to everyone. With any situation, it's assuring to know, anytime I can go.
The special place alone, I long to.
Your feet won't fit all shoes, so get the right fit for your feet. Your eyes can't see beyond your reality, so see with your mind. You can't get the power with knowledge, so use your imagination. Your path leads your destination, so know your path. Your lifestyle is the mirror of your mind, so change your mind. Your world will change when you change, so change first. Your actions can't be better than your thoughts, so think the worthwhile. Your associations are a reflection of your inner being, so change it. Your goods will never be enough, so be content first and always. Your image would always be in the mirror, so be yourself. Your ears won't stop hearing words, so see what you hear. Your hands won't reach all at a time, so be in His outstretched arms. Let God triumph in you. Be blessed.
Today we're talking about the eye.
Okay, so to continue from where she ended, when we from the pupil, it means you are now going to the deeper part of the eye. Okay, so from the pupil, we look at the lens, the eye lens, and then we are saying that the lens is a transparent. It is when we say something is transparent, it means we can see through. And then the avascular, they don't have blood vessels.
Okay.
And then the sheep, which is biconvex. Okay, so the lens thickens and flattens to help us focus this focus objects onto the retina. Okay, so when we look at objects, when they are depending on the distance of the object, the lens thickens or flattens to bring the object closer to be able to focus it onto the retina. So,
it zooms in and zooms out. Okay.
So that
just like the camera when you are taking a picture.
So that we'll be able to see the object very well. Okay, so when we move from the lens, then we go to the the lens, you have the ichiosimo. So that's a fluid that, because the lens is avascular, it needs to get food from somewhere to be able to live. So this ichiosimo has nutrients which it gives to the lens to be able to survive.
Okay.
But then the ichiosimo doesn't give nutrients to only the lens. It gives nutrients to the central cornea. The central cornea is also avascular. So the ichiosimo is there to give nutrients to the lens and also to the central cornea. Okay, so when we move from the ichiosimo, we go into the eye where we have the vitreous.
I thought we are still inside the eye.
Yes, but we are going deeper.
Oh, okay. Into the orbit. To hit the bone.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going deeper. Okay, so after the lens, you have the vitreous humor. Okay.
I'm coming. You have the aqueous humor. And then
vitreous humor.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so what the vitreous humor does is that the vitreous humor helps to maintain the shape of the eye. It helps so that the eye won't become losing.
Just like squishing a squishy bowl. If the fluid is not there, it will just be flat. What can I use to describe?
Like a balloon.
You blow air and even you pour water into the balloon.
It gets the shape.
Yes.
As soon as you drain the water,
it will
flatten.
From where we left off, we said one of the functions of the vitreous humor is to maintain the shape of the eye.
Okay.
Apart from maintaining the shape of the eye, the vitreous humor also helps absorb shock that is directed towards the eye. Let's say, for instance, in the blue, it helps to absorb the shock. Because when we look at when a woman is pregnant, the fetus lies in an amniotic fluid and colon.
Okay.
And then, look at the function of the amniotic fluid. It absorbs shock, when the mother falls or when something strikes the stomach. The amniotic fluid absorbs that shock. In the same way, the vitreous humor absorbs shocks that goes to the eye.
So it's like when you buy an electronic gadget, sometimes in a box you see this white, how do they even call it? Kapu or something inside the box before the actual, so when it falls, that thing will absorb the.
So, and then also looking at the structure of the vitreous humor, the retina is behind the vitreous humor.
Okay.
And because the vitreous humor keeps the eye inflated always, it helps to properly position the retina.
Okay.
Because when we receive light from the external part, the light is focused on the retina. So when the retina is not properly placed, it means the retina will not be able to receive that light and will not be able to see properly. So it also helps to connect the retina very well to the back of the eye wall. So from the vitreous humor, we go to the retina.
Okay.
The retina has photoreceptors, which helps us to see colors real.
Okay.
So when the retina receives the light, the function of the retina is to transmit this light into neural signals, so that these signals are sent to the optic nerve and sent to the brain.
What is neural signals?
When we receive the light, the brain doesn't understand light, so it would have to be
communicate in brain language.
Yes. So it is transmitted. It's transmitted to neural signals, and then the neural signals are transmitted to the optic nerve, and then it goes to the brain for interpretation. For us to be able to know that this is a man, this is a car,
this is blue, this is red.
Yes. So that's
the work of the retina.
Yes.
Okay. Gifty.
Okay. I will just add a little. That's the cancels of the eye.
The what?
The cancels.
The what?
The cancels.
Cancels.
Yes.
Can you spell it?
CANCHUS.
Cantus
of the
C-A-N.
Yes.
C-A-S in the Tony.
Yeah.
Okay. Cantus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of the eye. And that's when the inner portion where the conjunctivals meet. I said earlier on that we have the upper and the lower.
The part. Red.
Yeah.
Part of the eye.
So, yeah. So sometimes when you wake up, you see some cream-like substance. They some people call it in a local empire, and it changed me.
I know of the empire. Ashanti, you call it the new chanchini. I said the ascensioni. Hey, so they see that as salt.
And we have the inner and then the outer. The inner, it's towards where the nostril is.
Okay.
The nostril line, that's branch to the eyebrow. Mm-hmm. And then the outer is the smaller junction
at the edge of the eye. Towards the ear.
Yes. That's it.
Okay. And you're saying they do what?
They are also there to also protect the eye.
Okay.
Because without that, when you close your eye, they can't meet and close properly, but because they are there, they help. And also the eye has muscles that help support them. And the muscles, there are six main muscles, but what they all do, we have the oblique and then the rectus. What they just do is to help us see in all directions. So to be able to roll your eye so that when something is above you, you'll be able to see. When something is beneath or below, you can see at your side and at your side. So it's those muscles which help us to perform all these functions.
Okay. I think some people have very healthy eye muscles because sometimes they can eye you to an extent that you try to do it and you have pains.
Persistence practice. You don't do it, but they do it all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Rolling the eyes.
Yes, some can really roll the eye in a way that it would have been better if the person had just insulted you with the mouth. So on that note, I would want to say thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Sylvester Papu, level 300 student of Valley Nursing Department, Gifty Ayin Trewa, level 400 student of Valley University Nursing Department, and Madame Dorothy Bafo Ewa, a faculty of Valley University Nursing Department. Thank you all so much for coming. And thank you so much, Joseph Jotepe, my producer, and Eric Ajikum, our assistant producer. Thank you so much for coming. I am Bell Dolabio, saying Mensana and Kokoro Sani. Bye bye.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Will it
was many years ago in the time of the Bible that they took him up to Calvary. They could have let him go, but instead they chose Barabbas just to set another criminal free. When they crucified the ever-loving caring master with compassion flowing from his eyes, well, he said to a thief who was begging him for mercy that
today you live in paradise.
And I'm saved,
like the criminal on the cross.
Praise God, I'm saved.
I'm saved, no more to suffer loss.
Well, he said I live in paradise,
and he's taking care of the cost. Hallelujah,
I'm saved, like the criminal on the cross.
Well, on the judgment day, when all the people gather around him, and they wait to hear what he will declare, there will never ever be more intense anticipation than has ever happened anywhere. When they call my name to defend my reputation, there is only one thing I can say. I'm a wretch, I'm a worm, I'm a no good sinner, but he said I'll save you anyway. Oh, and
I'm saved, like the criminal on the cross.
Praise God,
I'm saved, no more to suffer loss.
Well, he said I live in paradise,
and he's taking care of the cost. Hallelujah,
I'm saved, like the criminal on the cross.
Well,
I'm saved through Jesus,
I'm saved,
if mercy show the way,
mercy show the way. I'm saved,
no more for me to say,
no more for me to
well,
say,
I'm saved in paradise today.
It was many years ago in the time of the Bible that they took him up to Calvary. They could have let him go, but instead they chose Barabbas just to set another criminal free. When they crucified the ever-loving caring master with compassion flowing from his eyes, well, he said to a thief who was begging him for mercy that
today you live in paradise.
Oh, and
I'm saved, like the criminal on the cross.
Praise God,
I'm saved, no more to suffer loss.
Well, he said I live in paradise,
and he's taking care of the cost. Hallelujah,
I'm saved, like the criminal on the cross.
I'm saved,
like the criminal on the cross.
Praise God,
I'm saved, no more to suffer loss.
Well, he said I live in paradise,
and he's taking care of the cost. Hallelujah,
I'm saved, like the criminal on the cross.
I'm saved,
like the criminal on the cross.
For you and for me.
For you and
me. On the portal. He's waiting and watching for you.
Dear listener, this is your servant, Ma Ebenezer, and I welcome you to Moment of Truth. I've entitled my sermon, Angry Words, Oh Let Them Never. Angry Words, Oh Let Them Never. Many of the songs we sing are designed to teach and also admonish. When you look at Colossians chapter 3, the verse number 16, one such song is Angry Words, Oh Let Them Never. It is a song with valuable advice in our dealings with one another as members of God's family, warning against disrupting friends and love through unthoughtful use of tongue. Let us pray. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, your children have come before you again. It's time for you to speak to us. We are eager to hear your voice. Speak to us so that we can also learn something from you in Jesus' name. Amen. There is a need to be bridle the tongue. Do you know what the tongue can do? It is difficult to control. It has the power to control the whole body, for it reflects the true expression of the inward man. It has the power to do good and evil, to turn away wrath, or to stir up anger. That's when you read Proverbs chapter 15, the verse number 1. To use knowledge wisely, or pour forth foolishness. To be true of life, or breaker of spirit. Oh, angry words, let them never. From the tongue of unbridled slip, may the heart of best impulse ever check them at they soil the lip. Now, there's a need to be very restrained of our tongues, and therefore we have so many advantages why we should restrain our tongue. Because it avoids sins, keeps one out of trouble, it makes one appear very wise. Uncontrolled tongues can destroy friendship. Poorly chosen words, unthoughtful and rashly spoken words can make even the closest friend become our enemies. And that is the power of the tongues. It can do so many things. It depends how you also tame your tongue. Angry words are lightly spoken. Better words thought are rashly said. Brightest link of life are broken by a single angry word. How then shall we use the tongue? If the tongue is for good or worse, can be sweet to the soul, a thing of beauty like apples of gold in certain of silver. But if it's for evil, then beware, we will be judged by our ways. When we read Matthew chapter 12, the verse number 36 and 37. Every word that we utter, we have an accountability for that. We will defile our bodies and even our relationship or friendships. That's James chapter 3, the verse number 6. Therefore, the importance of friendship and love. The tongue can determine a very strong relationship or friendship. Some of the most beautiful passages in the Bible were the expressions between the friendships. Ruth laughs for her mother-in-law, that's Naomi. Jonathan's devotion to his friend, David. Jesus laughed for his disciple, John. Paul's love for his co-worker, Timothy. Good friends provide wonderful benefits. A true friend is a man for all seasons. A true friend can be closer than even blood relatives. The rebuke of a true friend is more valued than the praise of an enemy. When we read Proverbs chapter 27, the verse number 6, it's clearly stated over there. The advice of a true friend can be precious. Seek to hand on to good friends. Love is so much pure and holy. Friendship is too scared far. For a moment reckless folly does to desolate and mar. Therefore, there is the need to tame our tongue and love our enemies. And also, we need to love our neighbors as ourselves. Our Savior teaches us to do so. A new commandment to love as He loved us. Stressed again and also stressed again. When you look at John chapter 15, the verse number 12 and also the verse number 17. It is a blessed command. Love will avoid offending another with those words. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Therefore, we must love, and therefore love does not seek to own or self-defense. Love is not provoked. Love thinks no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. But in truth, it concerns more about truth than winning. Love bears everything. Love believes all things and also have hope in everything. Love endures all things, including hurt feelings by unkind or unthoughtful ways. It never fails, rather shows patience, compassion, also forgiveness. Beloved, why don't you tame your tongue and also love each other? If you can establish a good relationship or a good intimacy with God and mankind, it depends the way we utter some words. And therefore, there is a need for us to tame our tongue. We need not to utter any word. And this scholar said, speak not because you want to say something, but because you have something to say. Friendship is too holy to let loose words in reckless moment to destroy it, especially between brethren in Christ, whose love is to be a mark of true discipleship. True love values friendship so highly that it will resolve to anything that unnecessarily endangers our friendship, to let nothing that is said, no matter how hurtful, to destroy our friendship. May this song, Angry Words, Oh Let Them Never, serve to remind us of the blessing and the duty we have regarding our love and relationship as disciples of Christ. Have you become a disciple of Christ? Therefore, if not, you need to change your mind. Let's learn how to tame our tongue and therefore embrace everyone and receive everyone on our side as Christ has also received us. May God bless you as you have listened to this, and it's my prayer that He will also guide you and also tame your tongue for you when necessary. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.